Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our telephone lines, and we got Hollywood from Thibodaux. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right. Hollywood.
Hollywood Swinger, what you got?
It's a nice day today.
Yeah. Finally, I think the extreme hot weather's over. We're heading into October, right. Hollywood, so I'm encouraged right. by that.
Hey, Bobby, we need a W real bad. I hope we get a W Sunday against the Giants to bring the dome feel as Anna's bad because them fans are aggravated right now. If we can beat the Giants and then go get the Patriots, I think we might have a little – fan base back, but right now it don't look good.
Okay, Hollywood, unless you like just pie in the sky and the Saints are going to win every game, you know, because we have Who Dat Nation members that are like that. So any fan base, what record did you thought we realistically would have right now? I'm telling you, we thought one win. It would be like one win and three losses. Now let me break it down. No one realistically thought we were going to win at Seattle. And Buffalo. Now we'd won.
You had a shot against San Francisco.
Not there yet. But no one thought we were going to win at Seattle, at Buffalo, but we'd have the kind of showing at Buffalo, at Seattle. Now Arizona, I said no. I think that's a great first opponent. But then when we didn't beat the Cardinals, I said we got to beat the 49ers, and the 49ers were hurt. And then we went 0-2. I said, oh, we going 0-4. We are, and then now. So let's say in theory now, because I could do this, we're the fans, we would have been 1-3. Can you imagine right now that no one's optimistic and you're playing a team like the Giants and the Patriots? I don't know, flip a coin, but the Patriots came off a big win and so did the Giants beating the Chargers. You could possibly have been 3-3. Think how you feel about yourself if that would have occurred. Now, with that being said, we're 0-4. No, the natives will get restless. And playing at home in the dome, if we 0-6, and that'd be going to, the fans will boo. They're going to get tired of just saying, well, we're playing hard. We're coming so close so far. But when you're going to have a negative play, it might not be the beginning of the game. But you look at the Giants. We're not favored. I want to say a point and a half, two-point spread.
And a half.
Point and a half. But they're going with Jackson Dart.
No Malik Nabers.
No Malik Nabers. So we catching the Giants kind of the right time now. Our offensive line. Now Cesar Ruiz. We finally got our offensive line all together.
Now
all
he's
the five
be
start.
Out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, but so some people want rather have Simpkins in there anyway.
Listen, he played solid yesterday.
Yeah,
wasn't great, but he played solid.
And so
football.
You look at Simpkins because they better pack a lunch against that Giants defensive line, and so look. It's a game, I don't know, you say, even though, and plus, we're playing at home. Now, we beat the Giants last year. Talk about a boring game. What was that, like 14-11?
Yeah.
When Brazil
blocked the field goal.
When that doesn't go to overtime, we win the game. That's a game, though, I don't know, like when I said, Bobby, you think we're going to win? I said, I don't know, flip a coin. We might not. Bobby, you think we're going to beat the Patriots? I don't know, flip a coin. We might not. It's not like, okay, we're 4-0. And the Eagles or the Rams are coming to town. Whoever you perceive as the best. No, it's the Giants and the Patriots. Now, I would say no expectations for the Giants this season, but the Patriots, not that they would threaten the Buffalo Bills and the AFC East, but a lot of people, because of Drake May, think, oh, they could be a wild card
and
in
Mike
the AFC.
And Mike Vrabel coaching them.
And Mike Vrabel, yes, that's Robert Kraft's son, you know, having Vrabel coach there. So, but it's one of those games. It's like, that we need to hold Coach Moore, Kellen Moore, and challenge him. I want us to win both games, but hell, we got to win at least one out of the next two. We can't be 0-6 when all said and done. Bobby, don't look ahead. Look at the Giants. No, the fans, we can look ahead. We played back-to-back games in the Dome. We gotta not only fight and play hard. It ain't no damn moral victory. Oh, well, we had a chance to win right at the end. No, did you win or lose? Juwan Johnson, the Cardinals game. You have a chance to be the hero, make a great catch. Well, make it. Chris Olave, how about you be ready to play from the get-go and don't have to light a fire on you behind to get you going? How about we just have an easy win? Ooh, the game was over at halftime. I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you think there's going to be an easy win this year?
No.
Everything's going to be a struggle.
I think it'll be a struggle at the end, even against the Titans.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now, Luke over here is saying we're going to wax the Titans by double digits. But you know what? From a national perspective, like a PFF and all that, I think, Charlie, we were talking about this in Hollywood. They have the Saints, like, out of 32 teams, like 26. So we're not in the bottom four. I thought, they might have us like 28 or something. So we're not in the bottom four, but we're like 26. To think about that, well, we're not the worst team. You know, just from that perspective, we're like 26 right now.
I mean, you hate to see it because, man, I've known Malik Nabers for a while.
Oh, man.
To see him go down with that injury, he's lost for the year. And we're also going up against another rookie quarterback,
so Mike,
Jackson Dart.
So as we go on the break right quick, Malik Nabers, does he have a good work ethic habit? I'm asking you that.
Yes.
Because you better be a rehab warrior. You know why? Because he ain't got paid yet. And, you know, when you mess up your knee, how your value goes down, he better come back like he never hurt his knee so he can get paid in the future.
Oh, one thing I'm going to tell you, he busts his butt.
Okay, well, then that's a good thing.
He works hard.
You have to rehab because he wants to get paid. He has to act like he never hurt his knee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.